our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello.
Hello and welcome to the podcast.
The Aha podcast.
Yeah, this is
Think you're listening to something else. I don't think anyone who's clicked on this link is like, oh, this is not what I was expecting.
So today we have a very special podcast. We're making cookies.
We're making cookies. We were going to make cookies last night, and we fucked it up.
We forgot the butter, which I'll get out of the fridge. We have the laptop and the microphone in the kitchen, so you're going to be with us through the whole process, and we're going to talk about stuff and things and cookies.
We are making, we're making chocolate chip cookies. We're going to make Alton Brown's The Chewy recipe, assuming I can get it loaded on my computer.
That sounds pretty good.
I know, I think they're going to be good.
So yeah, because we've been promised cookies from a while back.
So these are supposed to take like an hour and 50 minutes to make.
Well,
why do these take so long?
I think you have to cook them for a while.
Oh, you know what it is? I bet we have to chill the dough for an hour, that's why.
Yeah, that's fine. It's
just all right, we'll just do the active part.
Yeah, because this is all the putting cookies together.
You need butter first. Butter's the first thing. We need 8 ounces of butter.
Two
sticks of butter?
Is that
is disgusting. Large amount of butter.
Put it in a big old bowl.
I guess we are. Well, actually, we have to melt it. So melt it in a saucepan.
So
put it in there again.
Okay. We're melting the butter.
This is very important.
Yeah.
Okay. Cookie sheet is really, really beat up.
Beat up. That was like third hand rubber.
I think I can probably acquire better for us when we move. All right, 8 ounces of unsalted butter. We have unsalted butter, we have salted butter. Oh, we totally have salted butter.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's like the same thing.
It's just a little saltier. If there's salt in the recipe, we'll use less.
Low heat.
Yeah, I know, I turned on first.
Okay, just saying, low heat is important.
All right, so we got some buttermilk.
You can make cookies along with us, or you could not do that because,
This is the thing. We need 8 ounces of butter.
We're supposed to have bread flour, but I guess we'll just use regular.
Yeah, we're using salted butter and bread and regular flour, all-purpose flour, because we're heathens and we use wrong ingredients, substituting
need your scale, because he doesn't have, cups and stuff, remember?
We don't have batteries.
I'll be right back. I think we have batteries.
We have batteries?
So fill some time.
I can juggle. You want to see me juggle? No, but anyway, we went out to get some awesome pizza last night. We went to a place in town here called something New York, and they had pizza. It was like a taste of the Big Apple, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
And they had all decorations on the wall that looked like the Big Apple.
Sort of.
It looked like New York.
It looked like New York looks if you've barely been to New York.
If you've never been to New York.
Which is fine, because I've been to New York once.
All right, so we're finally breaking out. I have a scale because good old Alton Brown always weighs out his ingredients.
Remember last time we used the scale, we had to steal the batteries from my calculator. So I couldn't do homework during that hour or so. Oh, okay. How terrible.
So.
Alright, let's calibrate this thing. What's that?
Grams. Oh, tear. That's because it counted.
Oh,
there's something
right,
else on there.
Right. Oh, that's cool. Alright, so we want this in ounces though.
I kind of don't want to boil this butter.
No, turn it way down. Alright, so you have it in grams. We need to figure out how to get it in ounces.
Sometimes you have to hold in a button. Or maybe there's a switch on the bottom.
I think we might have looked this up before. Or...
I found it.
Or I could just, you know...
Done.
Look at you. So, butter's still melting. Slowly. Over low heat. Because we're really good at this. We need...
the best butter melter.
We're not sifting the flour, because that's, way too much work. So we need 12 ounces of flour.
12 ounces of flour. Let's
I don't
do
know
it.
How much. I have no idea. I have no concept of how much 12 ounces
That's
of flour
That's why we
is.
Have a scale.
I know, but I've just never... I can't even envision what that might be.
The rest of the flour.
That might be like...
back in the fridge.
I'll find our one spoon. Because we have one spoon. Oh, hey, look at that. We have one spoon.
We have a spoon.
A single spoon.
Which... We have twice as many wooden spoons as we have regular spoons.
Which isn't really all that helpful because...
Oh, that's not going to work.
Dance.
Oh, yeah. We have two wooden spoons, which I recently found out about because I thought we had merely one.
I knew the whole time that we had two. But, you know, of course I know your kitchen better than you do.
Our butter's melted.
Is it? Okay. No, it's not. Well, then you take it off the heat and let it cool down. You're splashing butter everywhere, and I
have
to clean it up.
Yes, you are.
No. I don't want to.
12 ounces of flour.
Oh, dear God. So
a teaspoon of kosher salt, a teaspoon of baking soda. We have baking soda, right? Can we live without baking soda?
We can't live without baking soda.
Alright, so is this over?
I don't know. It might be. How come you don't have anything?
Because I never bake.
Clearly. Alright,
so baking soda, we can live without baking
soda.
We
cannot live without baking soda. You can't not...
Well, I've lived without it for this long.
Well, good for you. You've never baked cookies until now either. Oh, no. I got too much flour. We got 0.45 ounces too much flour.
Okay.
Okay, so we can't live without baking soda, so now I don't know what we're going to do.
Okay, so...
So I think we're going to pause and get baking soda.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. We will be back.
Put some pants on.
Right, and by the wonders of technology, we have traveled through time, and it's been maybe a second for you, but we made it to the store, and we got what we needed.
We got baking powder and orange soda.
We did, except we needed baking soda, so that's good.
Yeah, well, we also got baking powder, so...
Just in case, next time.
For the future.
Next time we need something, we don't have to go to the store for it.
Okay, so, back to our recipe.
Where were we?
Baking soda.
Right, did you do salt yet?
Salt. How much salt do we need?
A teaspoon.
Okay. Where do I put it?
In with the flour.
Oh, we've done that. Flour.
Yeah. Flour has been dumped.
Flour in the bowl. 1 teaspoon of salt.
Making this up. Probably a teaspoon.
Less salt than needed because it's in the butter.
Oh, well, there you go. Mm-hmm. I have no idea if it works like that, but whatever.
It works fine. Perfect. What's next?
It tells us that we're going to have to do this with a standing mixer, but we'll just... Beat it by hand.
We're just gonna figure it out.
Next is the baking soda.
Okay, how much?
That is 1 teaspoon. That's the little tea. You are the worst.
I don't know how to open it.
There's a notch thing.
Well.
That's what they put those on there for.
I'm new.
You're new? New at what?
New at this.
No.
What is a teaspoon?
No, it's not. Okay. Because the, because the thing is shaped like a spoon and it looks like it might be kind of like a teaspoon, when you're baking, you want to be as exact as you can.
And this is level, right?
Yeah, it's always level.
Alright, so 1 level.
A little tip. Okay.
Excuse me, baking powder?
Yeah, we're going to mix that together a bit.
We're going to mix it up?
Yeah. Well, because we were supposed to sift it, which would have meant that it all got mixed together, but we didn't do that, so mix it together.
Alright. Mixed.
Okay, we need another bowl.
Not a bowl.
We need another bowl.
Tinier bowl.
I don't have another bowl. So you have another bowl.
Like just a regular bowl?
Well, it's got to fit the butter, the brown sugar, and the regular sugar. So probably not big enough.
Ah.
You are just... Oh.
Okay, how much brown sugar?
God, you're breaking things. You're seriously lacking in the cooking department.
Guess what?
As far as things,
I don't do that often.
Go. Okay.
Alright.
So what you want to do is you want to put the butter in there.
Okay.
And then
you got the butter.
Two ounces of sugar. I'll get that.
You deal with the ounces.
I got the sugar. Move the flour back so I don't tip it over and break everything.
Ruin our whole.
That is something that would happen. Well, or just get flour all the hell over the place because I would do that. I'm very messy when I cook. I don't mean to be. It happens.
Alright, butter is added.
What did you say on the sugar? 2 ounces?
2 OZ regular. Not OZT.
Not OZT.
I deal with precious metals, so it's always troy ounces.
Oh, I never OZT. Thought of that.
Do you know how did I tell you about troy ounces?
You didn't tell me about troy
okay,
ounces.
Okay, so the troy ounces are the measurement, like English measurements.
Right.
They got it based on... Well, I guess they base the money off of troy ounces.
Okay.
Because there's 20 pence in a shilling.
Mm-hmm.
And and there's 12 shillings in a pound.
Okay.
So it, with ounces, there's 20 penny weights. One penny weight is 1 pence. One penny, one silver penny. And then 1 shilling is 20 of those. And then 20 penny weights is 1 ounce, which is 1 shilling. And then there's 12 ounces in a troy pound, which is 1 pound sterling.
So what you're saying is that nobody should ever use these measurements anymore because they're just ridiculous numbers that go into themselves.
Uh-huh. Well, it's how they measure out its troy weight is based on old English money. There you go. There's our
we
good
need
lesson
brown sugar.
How many?
Thank you. Very enlightening. Yeah. Brown sugar. We need 8 ounces. Got it. Good.
I was helping.
Entertain the folks. Entertain the masses.
So, well, I already told my story.
Well, you better come up with something else then. Because baking cookies is not exactly the most viewer friendly. Fine. Not really listener friendly.
So we got flour. We got butter. We got baking soda, we got sugar, regular sugar, and also now brown sugar.
We will have brown sugar.
We will have brown sugar.
I'm gonna remember. I keep forgetting to turn the scale on.
You keep turning it off, I think.
Do I? Probably to save the battery. Because I'm that way.
Right. It's unstable.
I know it's unstable. It's because I was putting the thing on while I was trying to calibrate. Mm. I'm just the worst.
No, you're alright.
Okay.
You're like the third worst.
What, 8 ounces of this? Did I say check the thingy for me, please?
We do have 8 ounces of light brown sugar. Is it light?
Yeah, it's light.
So what are we going to do with this other egg white? Because we need one egg and one egg yolk.
There's going
to
be yolk? Really?
Yeah, it says one egg yolk.
I don't know. What do you want to do with the other egg
isn't
white?
Isn't that weird?
Just throw away. Eggs are really cheap.
Yeah. Let's just throw away the trouble that the chicken made to make this egg.
The trouble? That's chicken menstruate. No, that chicken just had its period. And that's what we eat.
You get to eat the chicken? That's like a really gross thing to think about.
Chicken menstruate. That's what it is, though. It's totally what it is, because it was...
Every day?
It's an egg that was not fertilized.
Don't they have, like, fertilized eggs you can eat?
Well, I think... You know what? Actually, I don't know. I don't know how that works, but... They have, like, half-grown eggs that you can eat. You can buy... Like a half-formed
well,
chicken.
Well, I know, I've had like some...
Just gross.
Some, like I've had an egg that had a, like a chicken in it.
Really?
Yeah, it was like all bloody and gross.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Why would you eat that?
Well, I didn't eat it, but I mean, it happened once.
Got it, right? Like that just didn't make it through quality control or whatever.
Right.
All right. We have our 8 ounces of brown sugar.
That will be added
to the butter and the regular sugar.
Okay.
These guys are gonna be all like, whip it together with the thing, but that's not what I'm gonna do because we don't have a thing, so.
Oh, there's, so we have.
There's
to,
no stand mixing for us, so.
So we're gonna have to mix this stuff
we
together.
We need a spoon.
Oh, we have a regular mixer.
But, yeah, well, I'm gonna use it.
This thing.
I'm gonna use it. I don't mind doing it by hand.
It's gonna take like a month and a half.
Yeah, I know, I've done it.
Can't we just use this thing?
No, I wanna do it by hand. You got a problem with it?
Alright, I'll just wait here.
That's fine. It's not going to take like a month and a half. I've made cookies before.
Okay, so...
Plenty of time.
Let's see, it says...
This is slightly different than the way I usually do it, though. Usually I don't...
Okay, mix butter, until thoroughly combined about 30 seconds.
I know.
Sugar and brown... Beat
what's the next thing? Figure out what the next thing is.
Oh, it says beat the brown sugar with the paddle attachment on medium speed
okay,
for 2 minutes.
That.
meanwhile, whisk together the whole egg, the egg yolk, milk, and vanilla extract in a measuring cup.
Okay, you can do that.
On it.
Alright. We don't have whole milk because we're lame.
Yeah, well.
So these are probably going to turn out slightly different than
Alton Brown's perfect recipe.
If it doesn't work, I guess next time we'll just use a different recipe.
But AB knows what's up.
He does. He's definitely my favorite chef personality.
Put this over the sink because we're getting rid of one of the egg whites.
We are indeed getting rid of one egg whites. So how do you prefer to remove your egg yolk.
Well, you just go back and forth between the shells.
No, I just do it with my hand. Like, fuck it.
This is the easiest way.
See, but if I do that, I always, like, mess it up and get it, like, drop it.
Oh, no, I don't. I know what I'm doing. See? Ta-da! My egg yolk.
Well done.
I'm the best egg mixer.
Are you? Are you actually?
Your egg white or egg router.
It's something.
I'm excellent.
Oh, that was horrible.
Was it?
Yeah. That joke's been done so many times.
Nope, I just made it up.
That's the first time anyone's ever said excellent.
No, I just made it up. Alright, so one whole egg, one egg yolk. Check. Let's see what else we need. We need some kind of milk.
We do. It's supposed to be whole milk, but again, we're just kind of winging it.
Consider it one.
I see, I won't drink whole milk, so it would be useless to buy it just for this.
Right, so one ooze of whole milk and 1.5 teaspoons of vanilla extract. That's an insane amount of vanilla extract.
One ooze?
Do you know?
Okay, are you measuring this one ooze of milk? Or you're not just winging this, are you?
Nope.
You totally are. Oh my god, I'm gonna kill you.
Perfect.
No, you're making this up as you go.
That's an ounce of milk.
I don't think it probably is. See, because you're adding more. That's way. Do you know that an ounce is 1/8 of a cup?
Yep. Okay, so we got an ounce of milk.
Note to self, never bake cookies with this man again.
I'm sure they'll be fine.
Or I'm dictating everything. I like cooking with you, but I apparently do not like baking with you.
Sure. I'm not a very good baker.
Well, you're not a very good baker because you don't care about measuring.
Right. Well, I measured.
The most important thing in baking until you have a complete idea of what you're doing is measuring.
Do you want to measure it and make sure it's an ounce?
No, it's too late now. You already put it in.
Yep.
See? This is why you can't bake. This is why you don't bake. Well, let's see, but what's going to happen is these aren't going to turn out and you're going to be like, oh, this was horrible. And I'm going to be like, it's because you didn't fucking measure.
I think I did a good measure.
I doubt you did.
All right, 1.5 teaspoons of vanilla.
I don't want to doubt you, but you're making me.
And what's next? Whisk together an egg, egg yolk, milk, and vanilla extract, measuring cup.
Did you measure the vanilla or just the
I totally
vanilla?
Did. I
you totally you exactly.
did. I did. Look at it. I used that. Calm down, lady.
I can't calm down. You're making me real nervous. This is why I cook alone. What's that spoon? I'm using it.
Oh.
Use a whisk. You have a whisk.
I have a whisk?
Yes, you have a whisk.
I have a whisk.
You bought a whisk.
I'm just going to whisk this together. Alright, next step.
It's probably just throw everything in the same place.
Using the paper plate as a slide to gradually integrate the dry ingredients, stopping a couple of times to scrape down the sides of the bowl. Once the flour is worked in, drop the speed to stir, and add the chocolate chip.
Right, put it in the mixing bowl, so you don't get to do it that way.
What do I do with this stuff?
I don't know.
Oh, I slowly add the egg mixture into that.
Okay.
Mix thoroughly until combined.
Thoroughly combined. Alright, so it's might gonna be a while.
You're slowly adding the egg mixture.
You can add a little faster than that.
This is slowly.
I know it says slowly, but you're being way literal. The instructions aren't as important as the measurements.
The egg mixture has been added, mm-hmm. And then we slowly put this stuff into that.
Yeah, that's gonna be the issue.
So
we're not
going to
have
backwards?
Room in here. We're not going to have room here for that. Well, what you can do is put that into something else and then pour this in there. Or we can just use your other bowl.
Oh, we have another bowl.
We have another bowl. So do that. Skip this.
This is dusty.
So.
I'm just going to rinse it out.
That's sad. Have you ever used that bowl?
I tried to, but it wasn't the right size, so I had to buy that one.
All right, I'll skip that. That was pretty great, wasn't it? Or the time before spring break?
Yeah, we tried to do the lemon curd,
it didn't work out very well.
I need a different bowl, so we gotta do that. I got a crappy bowl.
You have a very big mishmash of,
Okay, so we're gonna put this in here because...
No, we're putting 9 in there.
Cooking is fun with you.
Cooking is fun.
I think we're having the best time.
Speak for yourself. I'm particular about baking. This is why I don't like people. It's just a disaster.
Right. I don't think it's a disaster. It'll be fine. I think these cookies are going to be awesome.
Well, of course you think they're going to be awesome. You're the one who's half-assing the measurements.
All right, podcast listeners. If these cookies are not awesome, I will let you know.
You're going to lie about it. You're just going to be like, these are super awesome.
And I will take all the blame if they're not awesome. Is that fair? Because I added maybe 1.25 ounce of milk instead of exactly 1 ounce of milk. Make sure you get all of that.
Yeah, I'm attempting to. At least next time, I will probably never use this recipe again. It's too much work.
Is it?
Yeah. I have made way easier recipes than this that turned out
great. Well, I guess we'll see how the cookies taste.
That's fine, but I still probably won't use it again. This is not worth my time know.
I like constructing food.
I do too, but I don't like...
Alright,
for
so...
one thing, this uses a whole bunch of dishes, and it's like... Measure this in like 8 different dishes,
so... Alright,
so...
Start doing that.
Hold on, I gotta... I don't want to stir with a spoon. It's too small. I might just grab a whisk, actually.
For a few seconds.
Let me think. Let me think here.
How about this thing?
Or I suppose we could just use the hand mixer, but I like doing it by hand.
You're allowed to do it by hand. Use this thing. Does it work?
Will it?
Probably. I don't even know what it's for.
I don't think it's gonna bend. Alright. So...
Alright.
If that's not working, I'll do something else.
So this is slow.
You need more kitchen. Okay, a little faster than that.
I'm doing it. You just gotta start mixing.
You just add it in pieces, so add some. Okay, I'll mix that up. Forget the instructions now. I can add things to each other.
Gradually. It says gradually.
That's fine.
Preheat the oven to 300 and something degrees.
300 and something? 300 and what thing?
This many.
That, 375. How many is that many? Okay.
The road between the 350 and the 4.
Good job!
I'm assuming.
That is where 375 usually resides. Do we have to grease that baking sheet?
I don't know.
Why don't you grease that, please?
Do we have grease? Parchment lined.
Yeah, we don't have parchment.
So, just put them on there.
Yeah, I guess.
I have no cold paper.
That's not even close. That will not know. That is not gonna work.
We'll put lines in the cookies.
I don't wanna find out, Matt.
Like those candy buttons.
I like candy buttons. I love the paper on candy buttons. I love candy buttons.
So we can eat candy cookie buttons on sheets of paper.
Alternatively, we could just try to make edible cookies.
Right.
With no paper on them at all.
Oh, we gotta put chocolate chips in there too.
Yeah, later.
And then we chill the dough for an hour. 12 yeah. ounce, is it 12 ounces in there?
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, I know. It's a bag. They usually write it for a whole bag because that's the easiest.
Perfect, and then you don't have any left over.
Right. Or they say like 2 cups, and then you have like a small amount left over that you can just eat. Yeah, throw it in there. We are almost mixed together. This is a very, very, very runny potato.
Well, there's a lot of flour left yet.
Right, but I mean, even then, I'm used to things that are stiffer.
Is that an innuendo?
It totally was.
I caught it.
Caught it? You caught on when I started giggling like an idiot.
Right. So the dough is becoming mixed.
By hand, with a small spoon. One of these days, I'm just going to go and I'm going to buy spoons and stuff and I'm just not even going to tell you.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to have them and it's going to be a month before you even notice.
And like, hey, where did we get all these spoons from?
Where did we get these spoons and this fork and this knife? I'm going to be like...
Where did we get this second bowl?
We got these from the silverware fairy.
Oh, is that a thing?
Oh, it is now.
It is now.
It will be when we suddenly have things that you don't know about.
That cookie dough looks awesomely awesome.
Does it? We'll try some.
There's egg in it, but whatever.
Who cares?
It's not like
everybody. I read a thing on Reddit today. I think it was on Reddit. It was an infographic of a salmonella fear. It was one of those graphs, like a bar graph, and along the left side it was fear of getting salmonella, and the first thing that was on the bottom was touching raw chicken, like just for a second, and the thing was like, oh, I'm gonna die. And the other one was like eating raw potato. It's like, yeah, that's the best. You wanna open this?
Okay.
Apparently I can't.
I would love to open it.
Hands are all buttery or something right now.
I'll open the other end. It's not all slimy.
Oh, thank you. You're so smart.
Well, I am the smart one.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm just as smart as you are.
Here, I got a better idea.
Marginally smarter when it comes to baking things. At least I can follow the instructions. Hello, regular scissors.
Yeah, those are freaky though.
They're just scissors. What's the problem with them?
I like these better.
Yeah, they seem to be working out real well for you.
Mm-hmm. See? All done.
Don't add them all at once.
Okay.
It's too hard to stir them all at once.
I saved 1/8 of them. That's a lot of chocolate chips in there.
It's much less when you actually bake them. It is. You're like, where's all the chocolate chips?
Oh, on the bottom.
Oh, they all sunk. That's actually... We can add the rest. That's actually some of the measure of a good cookie dough recipe is that when you bake it, all the chocolate chips don't fall to the bottom.
Oh, really?
Same thing. Yeah, like with like cupcakes and stuff too. Like if you put something in them, it's supposed to make it so that they don't sink to the bottom.
That's an interesting theory.
It's not a theory.
So we have to chill the cookie dough for an hour.
Yes. So we throw it in the fridge for an hour.
So 1 hour from now, we will cook our fucking cookies.
You bake cookies for you. We're gonna cook cookies.
Well, we still cook them. Like, why do they call them? Why do they call them bakies?
I don't know. Why don't they call them bakies? I've never considered the origins of the term cookie. I'm tasting a better dough. Hopefully those pick up to be better cookies. Because I've definitely had better dough. Hey, why don't you put the eggs away, Mr. Salmonella?
Why don't you put your eggs away?
Because I didn't take them out.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
So what do we, did you preheat the oven? Because you probably don't need to now that I think about it. It's going to heat up in here. I forgot we didn't chill these for now.
I just thought we were just going to leave it on for an hour.
Yeah, no. It's nice and cool in the apartment, right? All right. Chill it for an hour, and then place your eggs in the top third and bottom third of the oven. Fuck that, we're putting it in the middle. 2 sheets at a time. Yeah.
6 cookies.
We can't do
sheet.
That. We only have 1 sheet. You know what? We're just gonna the rest of it we can probably just wing it.
We're gonna wing it. All the ingredients are there and in the right proportions.
Right. We'll just get like a you don't have a cooling rack, do you? These cookies. You don't.
We'll figure it out.
You don't have a cooling rack. It's okay, you can live without a cooling rack.
We'll just put it on the top of the oven.
No. No, we won't.
All right. Well, let's pause the thing for now, and then we'll come back, and we're going to cook our cookies.
Okay, we'll pause. All right. So we will be back. You'll hear us in, like, a few seconds, but it's going to be, like, an hour. We're going to go watch
an episode of Lost.
We'll watch Lost for a while. All right, so we finished the cookies.
And we're magically back an hour and a half later.
It's great. I did them in 3 baking batches, right, because they didn't all fit in the oven at once, and we only have 1 cookie sheet, which... It's totally, really beat up.
It's totally beat up. I got it a long time.
It's pretty bad. So, the first batch in the oven came out actually kind of terribly. He's gonna say they're fine, but they're not. They're not fine. The bottoms were burned. The tops were done enough, but I was not happy. So the next ones I baked less time, and they came out somewhat better. And the last ones I baked less time than that by like a minute. So I think they'll probably be the best ones. Mm. Not fan of the recipe.
I liked it, but as you know, I'm easy. Like, I eat anything.
I won't make this recipe again. No offense to Alan Brown, but they're not my kind of cookie. They're too cakey. They're too, like, they have...
I like cake.
I don't know how to explain it, but they're too not like
but
I
we'll try a different recipe next time we make cookies.
Yes, they definitely...
Tomorrow.
It won't be tomorrow. Probably when these cookies are
but
gone.
We did fill up my TARDIS cookie jar.
It's not full yet. There's still a little bit of room.
Well, we still have to...
Well, we ended up making 36 cookies, so...
Mm. Well, that has to... The third batch has to cool down.
Right. But, I mean, it wasn't a total bust. The cookies are... I mean, they're good enough. They're good. They'd probably be good to a kind of person who likes this kind of cookie. I just don't.
I like them.
They're just not my kind of cookie.
I'm happy eating any cookies.
You are. You're very easy to please. Which actually kind of makes me sad, because then I'll never know if my cookies are actually good or not. You'll be like, oh yeah, they're good, and they might just actually suck.
I like them all.
Are some better than... Were my chocolate ones better than this?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, those are real good.
They were.
These ones are good, but those ones are real good.
I should have made those with white chocolate chips. That would have been awesome.
Then they'd be like the Subway cookies.
Yeah.
I like the Subway cookies too.
Alright,
well, I guess that's the end of our... podcast for this week.
We're gonna go back to watching Lost.
Yeah, we are at the episode titled Across the Sea.
We're almost done, guys.
Yeah, there's a few episodes.
So close done.
So some people blew up and
Saeed blew himself up and.
Oh wait, you should.
Who cares? It doesn't matter. Nobody stays dead on the show anyway, really, do they? I mean.
Sure. Well, we're right near the end.
Well, we are. But there's that other alternate thing going on right now. I don't even get it. I'm sure I will. Or maybe I won't, and I just won't even try to care.
Nah, you'll get it.
I probably will.
All fits together quite nicely.
I still like Hurley the best.
Yeah.
I will always like Hurley the best.
And he didn't get blowed up.
And he even got an episode entitled Everybody Loves Hugo. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, he had an episode that called Everybody Hates Hugo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. A couple seasons back.
That's sad, but nobody hates Hugo.
I think it was the one when he had, like, his little friend, and he didn't tell him he won the lottery.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
And it was sad.
And then, yeah, that was actually kind of sad. Well, that was just the whole, these cursed episodes.
Right.
Wasn't it?
but everybody hates Hugo.
But anyway, so this concludes Cookie Podcast. Things came out okay.
Yeah. I give everything our cookies went, a 7.
Everything went okay. You're aiming a little high, like 5.5, 6 maybe.
We'll say, okay, 6. Well, we can agree on
6. Okay, well.
6 out of 10. They're better than average.
They're edible, but nothing stellar.
Right. They're cookies.
They wouldn't win any award.
I guess that's it.
Thanks for listening. Tell your friends.
To
eat some cookies.
We should
run. Let's
Twitter.
Run another contest.
Okay.
Same thing as last time.
Oh, we didn't ask the Magic 8 Ball a question.
We didn't. Oh my god, we forgot last time. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna ask the Magic 8 Ball if we should run a contest. That's what
should
we
run a contest, Magic 8 Ball?
Should we run a contest? What do you say, Magic 8 Ball? Without a doubt. All right,
without
contest time.
All right, it's a contest.
Same rules as last time, with the inclusion that basically you just have to say like I want to enter the contest. So leave a comment somewhere, Twitter, the page, Facebook page, the post. Just leave a contest or leave a comment that says somewhere in the body, I want to win a contest.
Yeah, and then we'll figure out what the prizes are later.
Right, it'll be something shipped to you, which means you will have to live in the lower 48 contiguous United States.
Yes, contiguous.
Because it is too expensive to send things elsewhere. I'm sorry, Martin. I know I like you. You're in Sweden, but it's like $50.
We have a listener in Sweden.
We have a listener in Sweden, my friend Martin. He was a foreign exchange student in high school. I haven't seen him since then, but that doesn't mean he's any less of my friend.
Uh-huh. I hope we have other listeners in different countries.
I checked the statistics once, said we had one in the UK.
Hey!
Yeah. That's hello, cool. One person who might have listened in the UK.
Yeah, keep listening.
May have accidentally found it, but whatever. I'm not complaining.
All right, well, I guess that's it.
All right.
Okay,
contest.
Bye.